It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutton. Here are Fibber and Molly before we get into our story.
Babies, babies, babies. I never saw so many cute-looking baby pictures before.
I like the one that's peeking out from under the blanket.
You mean the little fella that wants to know if he's covered?
That's him. And that's a good question, too. Lots of people have been asking that lately.
Friends, McGee and I are looking at some of the wonderful baby photographs in a little booklet put out by the Prudential. It's called Plain Talk, and it answers the questions you've been asking about Social Security. Questions like, am I covered? How much will my family get if I'm not here? How much will I get when I'm 65?
This 30-page booklet gives you easy-to-understand facts and figures on Social Security benefits and how much they are and how to get them. It's just loaded with information.
And loaded with those baby pictures we were talking about. They're cute and amusing, like we said, but they also do a good job pointing up those all-important questions and answers on Social Security.
You can get a copy of Prudential's Plain Talk without cost. Just scribble your name and address on a card and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
There's a party in Wistful Vista tonight in honor of John Cameron Swayze, the noted news analyst, and practically everyone in the neighborhood is invited. There are a couple of people who were left off the guest list, however, and Mr. Wallace Wimple is talking to them now.
You mean you two aren't going to the party, Mrs. McGee? My goodness, everybody in the neighborhood.
I know, Mr. Wimple, but yesterday when Knucklehead, as McGee calls him, that's Fred Swayze, when he came by to invite us, McGee turned him down before he could tell us who the guest of honor was.
Oh, my.
Well, my gosh, he just said it was a party so we could meet his cousin from New York. Who'd ever expect a dull dunce like Fred Swayze to have a cousin like John Cameron Swayze?
I'm sure I wouldn't. I was quite surprised when Fred...
Gee, John Cameron Swayze. You know, I've been listening to him for years, jotting down notes about the world's situation to tell him if I ever meet him, nodding my head when he puts over a point.
McGee never hollers back at Mr. Swayze like he does at other news commentators.
No, sir. That's because me and Cam see eye to eye like two house dicks at the same keyhole.
Cam?
Cameron. John Cameron Swayze.
Oh.
Boy, I and him got a million things to talk about.
McGee has, at least.
I got suggestions wrote down for him on how to solve practically all the big problems of today, Wimp. Like how to settle the beef with Russia, and what to do about overcrowding in phone booths, and how to solve the high cost of living.
Oh, that's the one I like. That's a dandy.
A sweetie face, that's my big old wife, she had an idea how to cut the cost of living at our house right half in two.
Oh?
But I said, dear, you'll never get away with it. When the police find me stuffed in that trunk in the attic.
This is nothing like that, Wally. This is so simple, it'll scare you.
Sweetie Face's idea scared me, too.
Look, most stuff these days costs more than most people can pay for stuff, right?
How true.
So, all the government's got to do is issue an order that from now on, dollar bills are worth $100 apiece. That way everybody's rich and who cares how much what costs. Simple?
Oh, that is amazing.
Yes.
I got all kinds of great ideas like that wrote out, and doggone it, I just got to meet John Cameron Swayze some way. Because if he can broadcast these ideas of mine...
Excuse me, Mr. McGee, I really must run along or I'll be late for the party. I'll tell Mr. Swayze you said hello. Goodbye.
Bye.
Come on, Molly. Get your coat on. Let's take my notes and go over there. There must be some way we can get in there.
No, McGee. Now, let's not try anything silly. We're not going to crash.
I won't do anything silly. Come on, I'll get us in there. I'll think of something on the way.
Why don't we just forget it? My goodness, Mr. Swayze is here for a little holiday. He's probably sick of the whole world situation.
And so am I. So are we all sick of it. That's why it's my duty to get to him and straighten out this mess before it's too late. Psst. Molly, psst. Over here. Look in this window.
I will not peek in any windows. Come on, let's go home. Why I let you talk me in...
I checked the kitchen door. It's locked. So are all the back windows, but don't you worry. Pretty soon it's going to get stuffy in there and somebody's going to say...
Hi, mister.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Miss McGee, hi.
Hey, you run along, Teeny. Go away. Go home. Go home, sis.
Well, look who's telling who to go home. Hello, Teeny.
What are you doing around here anyway, Teeny? It's past your bedtime.
Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, no, I
no?
betcha. It's only 9 o'clock. I don't go to bed till 8.
Till 8?
Yeah, real 8. 9:30.
Oh.
Anyhow, my mom and daddy are in there talking to Mr. John Cameron Swayze about child psychology.
Oh.
Hey, what are you doing out here, hmm? What are you doing, both of you? Why don't you come to the party?
Well, we were invited, but we couldn't make it.
No, you see, we had a previous engagement, Teeny.
Yeah.
We were just passing by. Maybe we'll come back later.
Yeah, later. Well, let's go, Molly. You run back on inside, Teeny. We got to run along now. We're kind of late now. Well, it's nice seeing you, Teeny. So long.
Well, how come you're not leaving?
Nah. Come on, Molly. We'll have to walk around the block till she goes back in. Well, goodbye, Teeny.
Bye.
Reddit kid. I'll never get to meet old Cam this way.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Yes, mild, fragrant Dial gets you so clean you never worry about odor at all. That's why folks change to Dial faster than they ever did to any other soap. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until it comes up against skin bacteria. They cause the odor, and ordinary soaps can't get rid of them effectively. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. It clings to your skin, continuously protecting you, for several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts. Why users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
And my idea is this, Mr. Swayze. If the government issues an order that from now on a dollar bill is worth $100, everybody would have more money.
Yes, that's very interesting, Mr. Wimple.
Wimple. Wallace Wimple. I'm rather a student of money matters. Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, Wallace.
Doctor, I'd like you to meet my friend, Mr. John Cameron Swayze. Mr. Swayze, our leading physician, Dr. Gamble.
Well, it's a pleasure, Doctor.
Well, this is a much-looked-forward-to occasion, sir. So you're John Cameron Swayze.
Yes, but you know, I wish people would stop saying that. Sometimes I feel as if I have two heads or something. No offense, Doctor, but...
Certainly. I understand perfectly, sir. But you must realize that this is quite an event for Fred's neighbors here. We're all highly honored to meet
you. Dr. Gamble. Oh, hi, Mr. Swayze.
Hello,
again.
Teeny.
Dr. Gamble, would you help me?
Well, what's the big problem, Teeny? Sounds like a crisis. Somebody sick?
Not yet, Doctor. But my ice cream plate is empty again, and would you fill it up, huh? I can't reach so good, and it takes me a long time, and my mother might see me. So would you?
Okay, Teeny. Excuse me, Mr. Swayze.
Of course, Doctor. It's nice to talk to you.
I think I'll try some ice cream, too. I haven't tasted the strawberry yet.
Phew, it's getting warm in here. You know, I think I'll grab my top coat and sneak outside for a little air before somebody else corners me with their theory of how to achieve peace on earth and goodwill toward men before Christmas. If it was just as simple as some people seem to think.
Oh, quit hanging on the man's front gate and let's go home.
No, sir. I gotta figure out some way to get in there and meet... Duck. Here comes Teeny out the door again. No, wait. That ain't Teeny. That's one of the guests. Some guy in a top coat.
Let's go home, McGee.
You can go home if you want to, Molly. I'm sorry I caused you so much trouble dragging you out in the cold anyhow, but I'm not leaving here. Not yet, anyhow. You go on home if you want.
No, I'll stick it out to the end. That's what I promised to do when the man said, "Do you take this awful wedded husband?"
That's lawful, and you know it.
Yeah, but sometimes it can be pretty...
I beg your pardon. May I get through the gate here?
Oh, sorry, sir.
Yeah, we're just passing by, bud. Here, I'll open the gate for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You been inside at the party, bud?
Yes, I just came out for a little air. Awfully crowded.
I hear the guest of honor is some fellow from New York. John somebody, Cameron Swayze somebody, a newscaster.
That's right. A very nice chap.
Oh, he is, huh? Mm-hmm. I figured he was, all right.
We listen to him all the time, you know.
Yeah.
We like his broadcast.
Well, he can be awfully dull at times. Matter of fact, that's why I came outside.
Oh?
Swayze was getting pretty stuffy.
Oh, really? Well, that's odd. He seems like such a bright young man on the radio.
Oh, you know how it is. You listen to these fellows and they're fine, but you meet them in person and nothing. Blank.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, I can't imagine old Cam being dull.
Old Cam?
Swayze. John Cameron Swayze.
My husband always calls him Cam. Out of all those names, he likes the middle one best.
Oh, I see. Well, I'd better... Oh, for the love of Mike.
What's the matter?
Well, I just realized what time it is. I'm missing my favorite radio show. It's on NBC right now. You know, the one about that lovable couple that used to live in Peoria.
Oh,
and...
heavenly days, I forgot it, too. It's almost over, dearie.
Gee whiz, I've been so busy. Well, come on, we can rush back to the house and catch the last part of it.
Would you people mind if I came along? I mean, I hate
no,
to...
No, not at all. Let's hurry.
Yeah, we're glad to have you come along, bud. It's a great program, all right. I hate to have anybody miss it. Very lovable couple.
We're just a few steps down the street here.
Yeah, do you have the key, kiddo? I left my key.
Don't need it. I left the door open. I thought we'd be right back. I never dreamed you'd be hanging around there so long.
Come on in. Quick, turn on the radio.
I'll get it. Come on in, Mr.
Yeah, we never did get your name, bud.
Well, I sort of hate to tell you now that I've played a little trick on you. I mean, pretending I was just one of the guests at the party instead of Fred's cousin, John.
John?
You mean you're...
John Cameron Swayze?
Oh, yes, I...
Well, turn that thing off, Molly, quick. We can hear that anytime.
Oh, sure.
Boy, oh, boy, I got a few things old Cam and I would like to talk over. My notes, kiddo.
Right.
Quick, my notes, because I got some ideas for solving the world problems that I know you'll want to hear, Cam. And I figure I and you can straighten out this whole cabana.
Pepper and Molly will be right back.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, A. As dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV.
For dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe. I know you can't see RCA Victor dependability, but believe me, it's built into every tube and circuit of every RCA Victor television set. What you can see is the brightest, clearest, finest picture ever viewed on TV. The new RCA Victor All-Clear Picture. It actually gives you 212% improvement in picture contrast. Now just think, 212% gives you the whitest whites and the blackest blacks you've ever seen on TV. See it for yourself at your RCA Victor dealer. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV.
For dependability.
Another cup of coffee for our friend John Cameron Swayze, Molly.
Oh, no thanks. I've already had six, and I think I
better... Like I was saying, Cam, after Hindustan, Afghanistan, and Nome, Alaska come to an agreement, the rest is going to be easy. Because when the hot climates and the cold climates can get along on a trial basis, of course, there's no telling what...
McGee.
Hmm? Oh, good night. And then you take the cost of living.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. The part of John Cameron Swayze was played by John Cameron Swayze. This is John Wall saying, see you tomorrow, when Mrs. McGee out-slickers a slicker about to take Fibber into camp. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.